It was emotionally tough stuff. Researcher Tula Holman was clearly moved, as was the audience, when she showed the video of ducklings exposed to brackish water with 6 parts salt per thousand.
Again, I want to emphasize that the response was unexpected.
6 parts per thousand is a salinity level below that already present in the mixed waters where the two species of sea ducks, the threatened spectacled and Steller's eiders, nest. In the Seward Sea Life Center lab, 3 ducklings can be seen reacting quickly just after a few days' exposure. They hunch over, unable to lift their heads, eat, preen, or stay afloat in water.
And essentially, at this point, the ducklings were not able to forage or swim normally, and we considered them to not have survived in the wild.
Holman's study was the first conducted on spectacled and Steller's eiders. Because they migrate to the sea later than their cousins, she already expected them to be more sensitive. She thought she was being conservative when she designed the study to test at 6 parts per thousand because she had found those levels a few years earlier when she first started working on the Delta. She says with the loss of sea ice and more storm surges, the levels now in the nesting grounds are up to 10 parts per thousand. What does her lab experiment mean for ducklings in the wild?
These ducklings were reared in kind of ideal conditions with unrestricted food, and if there are some other factors, maybe even a lesser degree effect could have some impacts in the wild.
But those wild conditions could also be better because salinity levels vary. Seeing what she saw at the lab, Holman reacted quickly and stopped the experiment to bathe her subjects in fresh water. There was a palpable sense of relief in the audience when she showed a video of the same 3 tiny ducklings now paddling, even frolicking in the water.
And this is the ducklings a couple of days later, so they're busy and happy and with good waterproofing again.
Holman went on to document that just a week into their life, Steller's and spectacled eider ducklings can tolerate higher salinity. At 8 days of age, her subjects showed no effects in salty water with 8 parts per thousand. Holman is working with her federal colleagues in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to produce maps of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta with salinity levels going back to 2013. The idea is to assess the habitat, not just for eiders, but for other water birds. There's a lot of work ahead.
We know very little about potential salinity sensitivity in these other species.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has the world's largest population of water birds. For KYUK, this is Johanna Urich.